Before we came to Earth, before the birds had come, they were dinosaurs. Their feathers were a bright idea that came this way. See, two tiny creatures weighing 2 ounces each. Keep quiet, and among the ferns observe, bright-eyed. The monsters tear each other and disappear. These two watch from the edge of what some 50 billion spins of the cooling Earth ahead will be called Nova Scotia. Now, with reptilian whistles, they look southward as Pangaea breaks apart and lets a young Atlantic send its thunder crashing up to the pines where they cling with minuscule bodies in a tossing wind. September night in the chilly rain, and they sing. They spread small wings and flutter out above surf spray and rise to 10,000, 20,000 feet. On swirling winds of a passing cold front that lift them over the grin of sharks southeastward into sun, and all day winging under him, pass high above the pink and snowy beaches of Bermuda, flying through zero cold and brilliance into darkness, then into moonlight over steel leviathans with their mimic pines that call them down to rest and die. They bear southeast steadily. But the trade winds come and float them curving back southward over the Windward Islands and southwestward into marine and scarlet of their third day, coming down to 4,000 feet, still winging over Tobago, descending till the scaled waves stretch and feather into the surf of Venezuela, and they drop through moonlight down to perch on South America's shoulder. Having become the male and female singers, having put on their feathers and survived. When I was named a thunder person, I was told, here is a being of whom you may make your body, that you may live to see old age. Now, as we face the drum and dance, shaking the gourds, this gourd is like a rainbow of feathers, lightly fastened with buckskin, fluttering as the gourd is shaken. The eagle feathers I have still not earned. It is the small birds only whose life continues on the gourd, whose life continues in our dance, that flutter as the gourd is rattled. And we dance to honor on a sunbright day or in the moonlight night the little girl being brought in, becoming one of us, as once was done for me, for each of us who dance. The small birds only, who have given their bodies, that a small girl may live to see old age. I have called them here to set them into song. who made their mate rainbow bodies long before we came to Earth, who, learning song and flight, became beings for whom the infinite sky and trackless ocean are a path to spring. Now they will sing, and we are dancing with them here.
Thank you.